up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are again, Engaging Heaven today. I'm James Levesque, and wow, can you believe we are like 1 year in? It's unbelievable. So many downloads, so many people tuning in with us. I think we're about a couple thousand subscribers daily, and it's really attributed to you. So new music, new day, new theme. Let's jump right in. We're going to call this one All You Need. I remember having the opportunity a few years ago to meet somebody that was like a hero to me, and her name was Carol Wimber. Carol Wimber was the wife of John Wimber, who was, you know, I think Jack Hayford said John Wimber was like the one of the main figures in the last, you know, century of Christianity. John Wimber wrote a book, Power Evangelism, really brought a lot of signs and wonders back to the church, obviously started the Vineyard movements. And he passed in the 90s. And about 2008, I had an opportunity of meeting his widowed wife, Carol Wimber. And I remember asking her about John, because, you know, these things go beyond like just churches now, right? I mean, this is someone's father. This is somebody's, you know, pastor, husband. And I remember asking her about John, you know, what it was like, you know, loving him, living with him, seeing his leadership. And she said something so ironic to me. She said, you know, John wasn't all that I ever wanted, but he was all that I ever needed. And, you know, hearing that, you know, for the first time, I'm like 26 years old. My mind immediately says, oh, you didn't want John? You know, because my mind was a little immature at the time. And I didn't quite understand what she meant by that. I knew that there was some powerful meaning. I just didn't quite know what it was. Because I do believe that God cares about your wants, for sure, right? He loves us. He cares about your wants. And I do know that he knows what we need, right? The Bible says, you know, that he knows what we need before, you know, we even approach him. And so I didn't quite know what it meant until this week when I was driving with my wife and we were discussing the house. My wife and I just moved up the coastline in Connecticut, you know, to be in the middle between all the churches. And, you know, every time you move, it's just a new season, right? And a lot of memories, you know, in the home that you live in. And, you know, of course, for us, I mean, my five-year-old's probably spent half his life in a hotel. So, you know, together is our favorite place to be. You know, we have a little weird sign on the wall. But nonetheless, moving has a lot of memories, and you kind of remember things, and you look back, and as I was walking away from our house that we just sold, I was looking back and I just kind of rewound the clock to 3 years ago, you know? We never owned a home. And it was, you know, it was our first house, so it meant so much to us. But the truth is, it was a foreclosure, right? And I remember, like, it was just a God thing that we got it, you know? I mean, it was our max budget and, you know, I put in an offer and it was really my final offer. And, you know, and I remember looking in the windows. It was big, right? We wanted a big home. It was big. It had a swimming pool that was kind of looked condemned looking. Nobody lived in the home for 3.5 years, or like 2.5. I'm sorry. I lived in it for 2.5 years. And I wondered why this corner lot, olive looking home in Pawcatuck, Connecticut, just sat vacant. And so what I did is, I knocked on all the doors in the area, right? And I went from person to person and I said, oh, do you know anything about this house? And everyone said, oh, it's a mess. It's septic. It's a cesspool. It'll take $1 million to restore it. Oh, it's going to be condemned. And I didn't get one positive feedback about the home. Nobody could tell me anything about the history, just that somebody, you know, put a lot of renovations into it and ate their lunch on the housing crash of 08 and just walked away, you know? And so I'm sitting here just wondering, like, is this really our home, you know? we couldn't have been too picky. We didn't have much money, you know? And so I remember our realtor telling us it was a bad investment. I remember people in the church telling us don't buy the house. Everywhere we looked, everybody said, I mean, I don't know. I can't think of one person that was like, yeah, it's a foreclosure, man. Anybody over 40 thinks that you're going to automatically lose it all if you buy a foreclosure. They have bad connotations to them. But somehow I felt like it was just right. And then the first day we walked in the door, it was amazing to me what happened because God spoke to me so clear. And what he said to me was, I'll have to tell you after the break. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Hey guys, it's Rebecca. We want to invite you to join us for a powerful weekend of worship with us at Engaging Heaven Church. We are the one church with two locations, in West Haven and New London, Connecticut. Also, Pastor James wants to invite all of you to join us on Tuesday night in West Haven for our School of the Spirit classes. These meetings are designed to equip you for your destiny as we dig into the Word of God.
All right, everybody, I'm back. And so I walk in the door and the Lord says so clearly to me, this is the house I have for you. It was hard to see, man, of the ugly cork flooring. Everything in the house looked like it was straight out of the 90s. The pool was literally just condemned. But somehow I felt like this was our gem, you know? And it's your first home, so it means so much to you. And so you're going to love it. You knock down a wall here, do a floor there, do what you can over time. And little by little, this little foreclosed house started turning into like the olive ranch became the olive branch, somebody. And we started to love the home, you know? It wasn't ideal, but we loved it. And I remember as we were driving away, now keep in mind, you know, I mean, we sold that. We put a lot of money into that house, but when all was said and done, I think we sold the house for tremendously more money than what we paid. And look, I mean, it was so bad. It was so crazy that a lot of our friends were like, oh, we're going to buy foreclosures. And I'm thinking, nope, that's not how it works. And let me tell you what I said to my wife about this house as we transitioned into obviously a huger upgrade. I said, Debbie, that house, it's not what I wanted, right? But it was what I needed. And look, the day I signed on that foreclosure, it didn't look bright. You know what I mean? When you sell a home for considerably more money 3 years later, you look like a genius. But the truth is, that house wasn't what we wanted. But it's exactly what we needed. And we've got to realize in life, number one, the story's not finished, right? Where you're going through a journey. We're all on this journey with the Lord, and you need to realize your story's not done. The beautiful thing about Jesus is he knows what you need, right? Maybe your spouse rubs you wrong. It's probably what you need, right? Maybe your job is kind of testing. It's probably what you need. And I just think in life, we have to stop fighting the things that we aren't happy with. And sometimes, look, a lot of times you're in a place because you've sown the seeds to get there, good or bad. But there are times in our lives that the Lord just knows what you need, right? She said, John wasn't all that I ever wanted, but he was all that I ever needed. And I'm going to tell you about that house. It wasn't what I wanted. Can I tell you? Not even close. But it was exactly what we needed. And sometimes in life, you don't see it until you're finished with the season. But maybe we should do a little less complaining and a lot more believing. Because I'm telling you, as I'm seeing this podcast, I'm having a vision of a chessboard and chess pieces. And I believe the Lord is telling me that he is positioning you for advancement. As we are pawns and we are chess pieces, the Father is putting his hand down on the chessboard of life. And I'm telling you, you are in his hands. You may not be where you want to be, You might not be at the end goal, but I'm telling you right now, God has you positioned for advancement. Don't look at what you see right now. It's only temporary. It's only leading you to an exceedingly more greatness and joy in your life. But can I tell you, we've just got to trust, right? Life gives us so many choices, but there's still the God factor, and there's going to be a handful of things in your life that you just can't control. And instead of wondering why is this happening? How come this is like this? Maybe you just need to believe that it's something greater going on, right? Think about it. The house I moved into is extremely nice. Probably so nice I wouldn't even show you it, because some of y'all are just weird. But can I tell you, as I'm blessed in the house that I'm in right now, you know what I can think of? That foreclosure that nobody wanted. That little condemned house on Elm Ridge Road that everybody thought was just a cesspool and it was just a money pit. Yep, that's all I can think of. So when you drive up to my house and you see this beautiful area we live in and this beautiful home, don't get fooled. It's all because of that little busted up foreclosure. And it just makes me realize that seasons come and go. And many times in life, blessings are wrapped up in hardship and misunderstanding and tests. So I'm telling you today, you're going through things that is just what you need, right? Your job, it may not be what you want, but I'm telling you right now, it's teaching you things, it's showing you things, and it's just a season. But don't fight the season, embrace it. Because at the end of the day, God knows exactly what you need. And He will work all things together for the good of those that are in Christ Jesus. So that means as King's kids, there's no accidents. God is in control. He organizes every single fabric of your being. He knows every hair on your head. Look, I don't have hair on my head, and He knows how many hairs would be on my head. If He is that much of a detailed God that loves you, then He knows the end game. And let me tell you something. Your Elm Ridge is only temporary. I'm telling you right now. Your Elm Ridge is just for a season. Because then God is going to show you what He had in mind the whole time. Come on, that's it for today. I just want to tell you we love you. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Hello, everyone. Rebecca here. We want to thank you for listening to our podcast and making it such a success. As a reminder, please subscribe and review it on iTunes. And for our Android users, download the Podbean app. Let others know how you're being blessed.